Welcome aboard, by the way, Neil. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. My question is about Matthew 5:26.
Okay.
In the Sermon on the Mountain, when Jesus says, "Truly, I say to you, you will never get out till you have paid the last penny."
Correct.
And I've heard people and read where people use that as a, I don't want to say proof text, but a verse that supports the doctrine of purgatory.
Yes.
And while I believe in purgatory, I've always thought that use of that verse seemed to be kind of a case of eisegesis.
Okay.
And I was wondering if Tim could just explain
sure.
How we get purgatory out of that verse.
Yeah, it's interesting because this was Tertullian liked to use this verse for purgatory. St. Augustine preferred 1 Corinthians 3:11-15, although he did mention this a few times as well. But the bottom line is, I think the key is to understand context. And for those who don't know, the text actually reads, make friends quickly with your accuser while you're going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out till you have paid the last penny. Now, this has traditionally been used for purgatory. I use it myself. I do think it's a good text, not as good as 1 Corinthians 3:11-15, but a good text. And again, the key is context. If you look at the context of the Sermon on the Mount is overwhelmingly otherworldly. He's teaching principles that are valid in this life, to be sure, but everything is aimed to the next life. This is kind of, you know, we hear of Jesus being referred to as the new Moses here. Moses, when you look at the commandments that he gave, the teachings that he gave in the Old Testament, really were overwhelmingly this worldly. The Jews did not have the developed sense of the afterlife that we do because they did not have the beatific vision. They did not have Christ that introduced to us this reality of the beatific vision. So Moses was this worldly. Jesus, overwhelmingly, right, in the famous Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is what? The kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted, referring to the next life. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Right? Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. On and on we go. I skipped a few of them there. So in context, you look at verse 19, Jesus talks about venial sin. Verse 22, mortal sin. Verses 28 and 29, mortal sin. Hell. And overwhelmingly, he speaks of heaven. So you've got mortal sin, venial sin, heaven, hell, all around. And so this is why spiritual writers, fathers of the church, would say to limit verses 25 and 26 to simply Jesus teaching about, hey, be sure you agree with your friend there, lest you get thrown into a physical prison, is to miss the boat on what Jesus was doing in the entire Sermon on the Mount. He's using this as a parable, a story, if you will, for the next life. When you understand that, then you see that, hey, we have to get things straight now, lest we be thrown into prison. And by the way, prison, that term phulake would be used elsewhere in the New Testament concerning the next life. If you go to 1 Peter 3:19, for example, St. Peter may well have had that teaching of our Lord in mind when he talks about Christ going down into that same phulake in Greek, prison, and proclaiming the truth to the souls that were there. We call that the limbo of the fathers, and leading them into heaven. So it appears St. Peter also understood that this phulake here, prison, is not simply, and again, it's not that he's not speaking at all about, you know, getting yourself right in this world, but the overarching emphasis here in the Sermon on the Mount is to the next life. Hence, I argue that's an excellent text for purgatory, because he's talking about being sent to a place that you can, in fact, get out of. So it's not, obviously not hell, because if you go there, you're there for good. And St. Peter speaks of that same place again in 1 Peter 3:19. Anyway, those are just a few thoughts that hopefully will get you started.
Thanks for the call, Neil. Now, you can confirm, Tim, that that is not what Mr. T says. Pity the phulake. That is not
that,
totally
no,
different.
That is not what he said.
Different thing there.